Or not.
Yes, believe it or not, pages from the amazing radio sketchbook of that finder of flabbergasting features, that ever-popular explorer of the extraordinary, Bob Ripley. And here speaking for Bob is the Dean of Newsreel Commentators, Gregory Abbott.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Believe It or Not Radio Auditorium, where each day we present unbelievable oddities from the famous drawing board of Bob Ripley. And now we open Bob's radio sketchbook to today's Believe It or Not quiz question.
What's the brain twister for our listeners today?
Today, Bill Griffiths, Bob asks us to mesh mental gears with this one. How can you make metal red hot by cooling it?
Did you say, how can you make metal red hot by cooling it?
That's the question. Bob Ripley says it can be done, and we'll tell our listeners how at the close of the program.
Okay. Now, what's on Bob's drawing board for today? Isn't that the Panama Canal?
Yes, it is. And Bob Ripley tells me that the United States is going to rebuild the Panama Canal so that it can never be destroyed by an enemy.
That sounds like a mighty good idea. Tell me, who owned the canal zone before we did?
Well, originally Spain. Columbus discovered it, and if he'd been a better businessman, his family would own part of it right now.
Oh, how come?
Well, you see, when Columbus discovered America, he made an agreement with King Ferdinand of Spain, whereby he would receive 10% of everything produced in the New World.
Oh, that'd be billions today.
Yes, it certainly would. But Columbus had so little faith in the future of this continent that he sold his rights back to Spain for an annual income of only $16,000.
Are there any descendants of Columbus still living?
Well, Bob Ripley isn't sure they're living. There were two, Don Cristobal Colon and Don Ramon Colon. But when last heard of, they'd been thrown into prison by the Spanish government.
Well, Greg, I see it's just about time now for one of Bob Ripley's famous dramatic sketches. What's it about today?
The drama Bob Ripley has sketched for us today concerns an automatic thief-catching device that makes radar look like child's play. We'll present it in exactly 60 seconds, but first, here's a man with a message.
In this country, we've been faced with a drastic crisis in our educational system, partly because of the war, but more particularly because of apathy and lack of interest. We've allowed many of our schools to deteriorate to an alarming degree. Buildings and equipment lapsed into a ramshackle state. Teachers were treated poorly and worked in overcrowded classrooms. And as a result, an acute shortage has developed in that all-important profession. Now, we must remember that the victims of this state of affairs are our own children, who will one day be controlling the destinies of our country. It should be plain that immediate action is a must. Yes, something has been done to improve conditions in the schools, but it's only a beginning. We owe it to ourselves, to our country, and our children to keep informed on how they're being taught and to work closely at all times with those civic groups which seek the betterment of conditions in our schools for children and for those who teach them. And now, back to Bob Ripley's Radio Auditorium.
Now let me set the scene for today's unusual Believe It or Not drama from the drawing board of Bob Ripley. This experience, incidentally, was sent in by a listener in our radio audience, and Bob Ripley has verified it in every detail. The place is the town of Dunlap, Pennsylvania. The time, May 25th, 1937. John Urban is having his breakfast when suddenly his wife, Liz, bursts into the kitchen.
John! John!
Well, what's the trouble, Liz?
Thieves. Thieves have got into our chicken coop.
Thieves, eh? Get anything?
They got my prize leghorn and the red pullet.
Well, concern their hides. The goddamn chicken rustler.
Call the police, John.
Police? Oh, John Urban, call the police. Not on your life. I'll handle this the way I used to handle cattle rustlers when I was a boy.
Now, John, you haven't been a boy for a long time. If I was you, I'd call the police right now.
No, sir. I'm going to catch those chicken thieves myself. Where's my bear hunting rifle?
Oh, John.
Where's the rifle woman?
Packed away in the attic where it's been for years. Now, John, don't you go getting that rusty old rifle down again. Last time you tried to clean it, it went off and killed our rooster.
Dadgummit, Liz, are we going to let them chicken rustlers get away with this?
What makes you think they'll be back?
They always come back.
Well, just so long as they steal our chickens instead of my prized geraniums. John, I'm going to call the police and ask them to watch the house.
No, sir, woman. This is a matter of honor.
Where are you going?
Upstairs to get my rifle. I'll show these dadgum thieves a thing or two about chicken rustling.
John, what in heaven's name are you doing up on that chicken coop? And with my best saucepans.
Oh, no, take it easy, Liz. Yeah. We got to catch them chicken thieves, don't we?
Do we have to use my best saucepans?
Well, if you look closely, you'll see those ain't saucepans no longer.
Well, they look like saucepans to me.
Well, that shows how much you know, Liz. That there is a cattle rustling alarm. just like we used to rig up when I was a boy.
John, when are you going to face the fact that these are chicken thieves, not cattle rustlers, and that you are no longer a boy?
Chicken thieves or cattle rustlers, they're all varmints.
Do you mind if I ask you just what that thing is supposed to do?
Well, I got these two cattle rustling alarms. Saucepans, you'd call them, fastened on top of a nail over the coop door. Then I wrung this here string from the pants of the handle of the door here. So if anybody touches that door handle, these two pants come crashing down like the bull of Bashan. Watch now.
Oh, Ish.
Oh, wait.
That's silly.
Wait a minute, Liz. I ain't finished yet.
I
got another string from this contraption running up to our bedroom. I fasten that one around my big toe. When the alarm goes off, in case I don't hear it, it'll pull my toe and wake me up.
John, I swear, sometimes I think you never grew up.
Oh, now, Liz, come on. Now, this is serious. Maybe the rustler's caught red-handed with one of these alarms. Many of them have been. You just wait until tonight and see.
John, you ready to go to bed?
One second, Liz. I want to get this here alarm string fastened to my toe.
John, that is the silliest darn thing I've ever seen.
Quiet, woman. This here system's going to catch us some chicken thieves.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm going to water the geranium on the windowsill and go to bed.
Mind you don't trip over that string when you're watering that flower. You can set these alarms off from up here just as easy as from the other end.
Well, suppose you wiggle your toe in your sleep. Won't that set it off?
I ain't going to wiggle my toe. I trained that there toe as a boy not to set off these rustler alarms.
John, I swear you made this whole thing up in your head.
No.
You were never even west of St. Louis before I met you.
Well, when I was a boy, we had cattle rustlers in St. Louis.
Oh, fiddlesticks.
Careful. Now, watch that string getting into bed.
John.
Huh?
John, you get that cold rifle out of bed this instant.
Now, Liz, how'd you expect me to shoot the varmints if I don't have my gun handy?
Well, I'm not going to sleep with any freezing rifle. Now, either it goes or I go.
Oh, all right. I'll keep it on the floor next to the bed. Oh, come on, turn off that there light and get in.
Well, I'm almost afraid to go to sleep.
Oh, now don't worry your head, Liz.
Well,
I'm going to stay wide awake all night till that chicken rustler shows up. Yes, sir. I ain't even going to close my eyes.
Well, I am. Night, John.
Good night, Liz. Don't you worry about a thing. I'll be wide awake.
John. John, you wake? John, wake up. There must be somebody out near the chicken coop. John! Going to stay awake all night, will you? Well, I'll just go over to the window and see for myself.
Hey, what's wrong? Liz, where are you? Where's my gun?
John, watch out. Look out for that gun now. Oh!
Liz, are you hurt? Did I wing you? Are you all right, Liz?
Yes, I'm all right. I think. Turn on the light.
Liz, what are you doing on the floor?
Well, I thought I heard someone near the chicken coop. When I went to the window, tripped over that blamed string and your contraption went off.
You almost pulled me right out of bed with a big toe, too.
Well, thank heaven I tripped or you'd have shot me.
You sure was close. Say, I must have shot right out the window.
Seems as if I... Oh, John Urban.
Huh?
Look what you've done.
What?
Shot my best geranium and flower pot right off the windowsill.
So I did. Well, I'm sure glad I didn't hit you, Liz.
John Urban, you march right downstairs this minute and get that geranium.
Huh?
Just have to transplant it, and maybe we can save it.
Oh, now, Liz, now it's 2 a.m.
You get that geranium, John Urban.
But, Liz...
John, you heard me.
Oh, all right. You sure can't be obstinate, Liz.
Me? Obstinate?
Yeah.
After you refusing to call the police, insisting on rigging up that there contraption, denting my best saucepans,
right.
Almost shooting me,
all
and
right.
Ruining my prized geranium.
No.
John Urban,
yeah.
You get downstairs after that flower right this second.
All
go
right,
on,
Liz, all right, I'm going. Oh, consonant. Going out to get a geranium at 2 a.m. The dang flower must be under this window somewhere. Holy jumping catfish! Liz! Liz, come to the window, Liz!
What's going on down there?
Miss, there's a man laying down here.
A man?
Yeah, he was hit in the head by that flower pot I shot out of the window.
Oh, John. Is he dead?
Just a second. No, he ain't dead. He's just knocked plumb silly.
I'll call for an ambulance.
Hold on, Lizzie Urban. Don't go calling for no ambulance.
What?
Call for the police.
Police? Why the police?
Because this here fellow's carrying a sack with two of our best leggings in it. The gall-darn chicken rustler.
Yes. Using one of the most fantastic contraptions ever invented, John Urban actually did catch his the chicken thief, but only because of an even more fantastic comedy of errors. Awakened when his wife tripped over the alarm, he fired at her, and fortunately missed. But the bullet knocked her prized flower pot off the windowsill, and that flower pot landed on the head of the chicken thief, knocking him cold. The thief was put in jail, John Urban got his chickens back, and Liz Urban saved her prized uranium, believe it or not.
In exactly 60 seconds, we'll be back with Bob Ripley's answer to today's Believe It or Not quiz question. Meanwhile, here's an important Believe It or Not that concerns you.
This winter, with the post-war food crisis at its worst, Europe's men, women, and children are in need of all the help Americans can send them, both as a nation and as individuals. Now, you and I can do a very important bit of Christmas shopping this year by seeing to it that some hungry family gets a CARE food package. $10 sent to CARE, C-A-R-E, New York, will guarantee quick delivery overseas of a 21.5-pound carton containing food sufficient to supplement the rations of a family of four over a whole month. Now, if you happen to know a family in Europe by name, be sure to include the name on your CARE order. If not, you may still designate where and to what kind of person you wish your CARE food package sent. A French widower with three children, a needy Dutch postman, an Italian war orphan. You'll get a signed receipt upon delivery of your CARE food package in Europe. For further information, get in touch with your nearest CARE office or that of the Railway Express or Western Union. And now for the answer to the Believe It or Not quiz question.
Now let's see how many of our listeners were able to guess the answer to today's quiz question. Remember at the beginning of the program we asked, how is it possible to make metal red hot by cooling it?
I say it can't be done.
And you'd be wrong, because it can be done very easily, and Bob Ripley knows how.
Oh, how?
All you have to do is heat the metal white hot and then cool it. As it cools, it will pass through the red hot stage, so you can make metal red hot by cooling it, believe it or not.
And that was a question to test a man's metal.
Oh.
And right now, it's time for another of Bob Ripley's famous Believe It or Not farewells. What'll it be today?
One of the most beautiful spots on God's earth is the island of Nassau in the Bahamas. Bob Ripley hopes to sail down there this winter on his Chinese junk, the Monlay, to refresh old memories. It's difficult to express the romantic spirit of Nassau with its exotic flowers, its waving palms, and the indescribable brilliance of its blue skies. The natives have come closest to capturing that spirit in their songs. And Bob Ripley has asked me to repeat to his listeners the words from one of those songs. With them goes Bob's wish to you. May you be strong as the highest tree in paradise. May the brightest star in heaven be your guide. May your fishes and baked turtles always multiply. And may all your days be Sunday, by and by. Believe it or not.
Listen every day at this time, Monday through Friday, ladies and gentlemen, when we'll be back with more pages from the radio sketchbook of Bob Ripley. His next program will feature the amazing sketch of The Fall of a Dynasty and Its Terrible Curse. The Believe It or Not show was dramatized for radio by George Lefferts. Dramatized oddities from the famous drawing board of Bob Ripley are heard over most of these stations every day, Monday through Friday, at this time.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.